Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Dalai Lama's Cat and the Power of Meow, written and read by David Mickey. I have lived with several Zen masters, all of them cats. Eckhart Tolle, author of The Power of Now. Mind is the forerunner of all actions. All deeds are led by mind, created by mind. If one speaks or acts with a serene mind, happiness follows as surely as one's shadow. Buddha, the Dhammapada. Prologue. I am ashamed to have to begin this book with a confession. A revelation so embarrassing, I'd much rather not be making it. Living with the Dalai Lama, surrounded by monks at Namgyal Monastery, and constantly encountering the most revered meditation masters in Tibetan Buddhism, one would assume that among my many admirable qualities, I am an accomplished meditator. Alas, dear listener, I am not. I may be gorgeous beyond words with my mesmerizing blue eyes, charcoal face, and sumptuous cream coat. I may be a global celebrity whose well-being is a subject of frequent inquiry by luminaries as diverse as the occupants of the Oval Office, Buckingham Palace, and the more rarefied enclaves of the Hollywood Hills. But a natural meditator? If only. I have tried, on several occasions, but no sooner have I settled my mind on the sensation of my breath than I find myself thinking about Mrs. Trinchy's diced chicken liver, or the discomfort in my hind legs, or somehow both of those subjects mixed up at the same time. There is a general belief that we cats are mindful creatures who constantly live in the moment. While it's true that we can focus our minds with great intensity, especially when our hunting instincts are aroused, it is equally true that we spend much of our time thinking. We give little outward show of this, but how many of your own thoughts are visible? And if they were, would you have any friends left, pray tell? If you ever doubted that your feline companion has her own inner life, just watch what happens when she falls asleep and loses conscious control of her physical being. Inevitably, you will notice a twitching of limbs, a quivering of the jaw, sometimes perhaps a snuffling noise or a meow. What are these if not the involuntary accompaniment to the imagined drama playing out in her mind? Cats may indeed be capable of great mindfulness, but we are thinking beings too. In my own case, unfortunately, a being who thinks rather too much. For exactly this reason, I had come around to believing that even though meditation is useful, transformational, a practice to which I should definitely apply myself, it wasn't something I was going to do, at least not just yet. Maybe next year, when the Namgyal monks went on retreat, that would be a good time to make a concerted effort. Or perhaps during the dark winter months, when most beings feel a natural inclination to withdraw from the world, to go inward. There seemed to be plenty of ideal occasions to restart my meditation practice. Just none of them happened to be today. The world is full of meditators who have lapsed, dabbled, or read a dozen books on the subject, but don't regularly meditate. I, dear reader, have until recently considered myself one of them. But something happened to change me, and I have come to discover that, for most meditators, the same is true. Some event, some trigger, propels you in a direction you may have been contemplating, but to which you were never fully committed. Very few people are born meditators. Others learn to become great meditators. Most of us, however, have meditation thrust upon us. In sharing my story with you, I am doing so not because I think it's very special. I am distinctly special, of course. That matter is beyond dispute. What I'm talking about here is the story of how I came to meditation. The reason I share it is because I feel it may be one to which you can relate, one you understand. You may even see a teensy-weensy bit of yourself in me. How lovely for you. So how is it that I came not only to comprehend, but to experience what I call the power of meow? Settle yourself into a favourite chair or sofa, dear listener. Ensure a ready supply of your favourite beverages and snacks. Turn off that irksome phone, or better yet, leave it in another room entirely. Beckon your own beloved feline to join you. Are you ready? Quite comfortable? Very good, then. Let us begin.